Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hi, I'm Colin Hung with Healthcare IT Today, and I'm excited to sit down again with John Nebergall, Chief Operating Officer of Consensus Cloud Solutions. John, welcome back to the program.
Colin, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to be talking about unstructured data and how it's an untapped, unvalued resource, and we're going to talk about how you perhaps we can unlock it.
Great. Unstructured data is my favorite.
I know you're just saying that for this interview, but I love it. I love it anyway. So let's start with a little bit of context. What is unstructured data, and why is there so much of it in healthcare?
Well, if you think about the way modern databases work, structured data is data that loads into a database in certain fields so that you can search that database, pull data out in certain contexts, and are able to use analysis to understand what that data is telling you. Unstructured data is data that doesn't fit that mold. So if you think of words on a piece of paper, for example, that's unstructured data. A database can't really use it. If you think of things like fax, when fax is received by a healthcare organization, that's loaded with unstructured data, can't be used. Doctors' handwritten notes, unstructured data. So that's really the problem in healthcare, is how do I get to the goodness of that unstructured data and put it in a way that can be searchable, analyzed, and can help us with patient care.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So how can this unstructured data actually be used? I mean, I get how you can read it and interpret it, but in terms of turning it into something that a computer can use, like what are some of those use cases for the unstructured data?
You know what, you're hitting the nail right on the head, because as human beings, we can read that document, and in our head, we structure that data. We can understand it. We know what it means. Computers can't do quite the same thing. I'm sure that you've seen from time to time a poor kind of data input person with a stack of paper typing stuff into the computer.
Right.
Well, it's exactly that kind of manual process that needs to occur, if you think of the days before Consensus, to take that unstructured data, structure it, and make it useful. What we essentially do is apply technology called machine learning, artificial intelligence, to understand almost like a human does what the words on that page mean, and by doing that we can extract the important data, structure it to be loaded into a database, and actually make it useful and searchable.
So you're talking about natural language processing, NLP, is that right?
That's exactly right.
And so that is able to read the document and extract the relevant information. So it's not turning the whole document into an electronic format, right? It's sort of interpreting the important stuff that you want to get out of them, like the handwritten note or the fax or those kinds of things.
That's exactly right. The database is looking for certain things. As a provider, you want certain pieces of information. You don't necessarily want the whole thing all at once. You want what you're looking for. And natural language processing works the same way. You say, I want to extract this kind of information. As you understand the document from the automated intelligence, they extract that information, put it into the database so it can be referenced later.
That, to me, that was something that came out of the session that your company was just doing. To me, that was something that struck me around, you don't have to convert everything off this document. Your goal is not to digitize the entire document. Your goal is to interpret it, to really grab the information that you want and need and leave the rest. And to me, that was a unique perspective. I never really thought about that, because when I think of NLP in the past, I thought, oh, you want to interpret the entire document. But what I learned was that's not the case. You're actually looking for something very specific, and therefore it actually makes it more accurate.
Right. Data is data. Relevant data is information, and that's really the goal here, to get to information.
Now, you recently announced the debut of your NLP product. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Certainly. Consensus Clarity is the product that we've created specifically with facts in mind. Since we understand that so much information is transferred inside of healthcare using facts, but when that fax is rendered at the receiver's end, very often it's difficult for that information to be put into a database easily. Sometimes it's rendered as a piece of paper that goes through that process of getting manually entered. Sometimes it's just attached to a patient record as a document, but not easily searchable. So what we attempt to do using Clarity is structure that unstructured document, bring it into the database in a way that's meaningful, and allow it to be used in the patient experience.
So if I was a CIO or a CMIO, or any healthcare leader for that matter, what are the signs or triggers that I might look for to know that I maybe have some unstructured data, either a challenge or an opportunity to tap into unstructured data that I haven't before?
Filing cabinets is a good cue. Really, if you see that you have fax machines in various parts of your organization, you know that's going to be a cue. Anytime you have paper stacked up, that's a cue. You know, all of these things, and I'm sure if you walk through a healthcare organization, it's pretty easy to quickly see these kinds of cues and say, look, there's a lot of data out here that is useful, it's just not being put in a context that can be used in the patient encounter.
I'm assuming as well, a lot of printouts, if you see a lot of papers just on the desks and things, that's another sign that maybe,
that's exactly right.
Hey, like I've got a lot of unstructured data here.
That's exactly right. And all of that unstructured data is potential, right? It's how we can close the gap between where we are now and a fully informed physician who's treating a patient at any given time.
Again, it just surprises me that we have so much information locked in this unusable format, this unstructured format. And what you're talking about is really poignant because, yes, we do still have fax machines, we still have people printing things out, we still have paper documents. And what you're talking about is the ability to take that in and make it useful for the clinician or the patients, for that matter.
Exactly. And when you do that, you really start to unlock some of the things that are in the shadows that can be helpful in being able to treat a patient and right now just don't have that status.
Now, NLP is an AI, it's under the umbrella of artificial intelligence and
Correct.
AI. And I think a couple of years ago, I think we got it reached the sort of top hype cycle of AI. It was being promised it could do lots and lots of things. I think we've come down off that hype because we've had some high profile failures of AI. Where do you think AI is now? Are we at a point where now AI is a bit more realistically positioned in healthcare, and have we got some more realistic use cases for it?
Well, I think two things have happened. Number one, technology has advanced. And number two, we understand better how to be able to apply that technology to the problem. So I think what we've learned is that in order for natural language processing to be truly effective, it has to have a lot of practice opportunities to be able to learn from it. That's where that machine learning comes in. And the more that you're able to present the machine, the more you're able to show it how you correct it as a human being, the machine remembers that, so it starts to be able to do what a human does. The thing is, the key is, you have to be able to do it over and over and over again. And that's really one of the advantages that we have, is that we have literally billions of pages of fax that flow across our network on a regular basis, giving us an opportunity to train the system billions of times. And that's really where our real advantage in this comes.
Yeah, it just sounds like it's just more proven AI. It's very robust and we know it works. And like you said, you've been able to do this thousands and thousands of times in a repeatable, predictable manner, which, for AI, that's what you want to get to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, John, where can people go to find out more information about Consensus?
You can visit us at consensus.com and get all the information you need there.
John, really appreciate all the great information. As always, it's a joy to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, we'd love you to give us a rating or a like wherever you're listening or watching. Also, head on over to healthcareittoday.com for access to free articles and insightful information. Plus, follow us on Twitter using the hashtag HITSM. I'm Colin Hung with Healthcare IT Today. Thanks for watching.